Welcome to season one of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Pilates teacher of over 22 years. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain and feel good, relaxation, positive affirmation, and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind for more relaxation, stretching, core, back strength and happiness. Okay, so big welcome to Deborah Rowlandson. I'm just going to introduce Deborah. So Deborah is Director of Public Sector Affairs for Sodexo, a global outsourcing company. And her role is to coordinate the public sector activities for Sodexo and manage government relationships in the UK. Did I get that right?
Well done.
I tried really hard. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. I roped you in. We're going to talk about your Pilates journey today. So how did you get into it?
Well, I first started wanting to do Pilates, one, because I had a very stressful role, which is it kept me running around all over the country, lots of traveling and internationally as well. And I just never had any time for myself. I also suffered from sciatica now and again, which obviously was in a great deal of pain occasionally with my back, so I needed that sorted out. And I'd done Pilates previously many years ago, and I knew how good it could be for me, and particularly sorting out my core, because my posture's really bad, slumped over laptops in normally on trains, not so much anymore, but now slumped over a laptop at home like everyone else. So yeah, sorting out my posture is obviously something that I needed to work on.
Yeah. And how have you found it's helped with the stress level since you've done it?
It's been interesting in two ways, I guess. If we can talk from going to classes to now being on Zoom, which is great. I think the classes one, although lovely when I got there and I completely de-stressed, and Beverly was great at de-stressing me when I got there, because I did quite a few one-to-ones with you, didn't I?
And wasn't it?
Yeah, but I was always rushing about trying to get there on time, always late, as Beverly will probably say. I was always trying to crack, you know, trying to do it in between meetings, so it was always quite difficult to just make sure I got there on time. Although very lovely when I got there, but I must say the online version of that, because I can set aside time in my diary and I'm not rushing around to get to it, it actually works a lot better. So I'm not as greatly stressed just even getting to the class. So, but definitely helps. I think once I'm there, and my morning, six minutes in the morning session, always kind of puts me into a nice sort of frame of mind and definitely de-stresses me.
Yeah, it's really good. You're doing really well at practicing your six, because I give you and everybody 6 minutes of Pilates to practice every morning, don't I? Either first thing or before breakfast. And you've been really good at that.
I've been doing it. I don't do it on the weekends. I do it every weekday. And it really helps, because it sets my day up. It kind of stretches out my back, which I always find really helpful in the morning, because I always seem to wake up with a bit of an achy back. And it just sets my mindset and kind of sets me up for the day. So I love doing it. I do it first thing in the morning, every workday morning, and it definitely helps kind of set that stress level. But, you know, it soon creeps up during the day, so maybe I need to do one in the evening as well.
I think you do.
De-stress one in the evening.
I think you do. So do you enjoy the... So obviously we work on your... We start the session with a warm-up, and then we do your one-minute breathing and relaxation at the beginning of the session for you. Yeah. And then at the end, we do 5 minutes relaxation. How do you find that bit?
Yeah, I love it, because probably I won't do it on my own, if I'm honest, apart from, you know, following someone else to kind of make me do it. So I'm not very good at, not very disciplined at finding the time on my own to do it. So I find that really useful to kind of have that sort of structure, I think, is what I need, a little bit of structure around it. And you've created some very lovely ones, including the mountain one, which I love. The mountains are where my spiritual soul belongs, and can't get there this year, unfortunately. So, yeah, that takes me there, takes me away to the mountains.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful one, actually. I was like, oh, that's, I really enjoy listening to it for myself. But obviously, I created it sort of especially for you, really, and everyone else gets to enjoy it. And in the podcast today, once we've finished chatting, you could, we can all, you can, you know, you at home can obviously enjoy doing the mountain one as well today, which would be really nice. How do you find the stretches? You said you love doing the stretches.
Oh, definitely. Stretches absolutely help me. They help calm my back down. They help keep sciatica at bay. So all of that, that stretching, I've now, I didn't realise it, I think, until I started doing those 6 minutes every morning, Bev, until how important that stretching is every morning. And then I now realise, because when I don't do it, I feel it. I feel, you know, quite pained and awkward, and yeah, it really helps just get rid of some of those knots and cranky bits, and just helps me out completely. Yeah, it's like, for the day.
It's like giving yourself a kind of service and MOT, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it's like I go to the chiropractor as well regularly, but yeah, it's like a mini session almost. It's a mini kind of get rid of the knots and crunches that they would do in a proper session, but it kind of just really feels like I've got rid of some of those.
Yeah, I think some of us do still find it helpful to see a practitioner as well. I still go for regular MOTs myself, and some people don't need that and some people do, and of course that some of the stretches are ideal for preventing sciatica, recovery of sciatica, but I think when you do them regularly, it's about keeping a healthier back, really. And how do you find the core stability and strength side?
Yeah, that's all good, because all of that is helping the posture, isn't it? So anything that I can do to strengthen my stomach muscles, which are, I do slouch just naturally. I'm probably slouching now while I'm thinking about it. I'm trying to sit upright now. I've said that. But I spend a lot of time on the laptop now, as with everybody. And I think everybody now is stuck at home, you know, being on their laptops and or computers, and they are probably slouching. They're probably not sitting the right way. And the more time we do on our computers, the worse it is for everyone. So I think that all of that core stability must help with our posture.
Yeah, some of the things I teach you obviously are like desk exercises or shoulder circles or just working. I'm going to stand up a bit here. Working on, you know, getting the shoulder muscles stronger, or just having a good old desk.
Getting your neck stretches.
And do you find when you're at the desk sometimes it you know, you want to incorporate it into your lifestyle and do it.
Yeah, I do. In fact, I've been thinking about this. And our company's got a big safety culture. And before every meeting, and this used to be, you know, face-to-face meetings, but they still do it now on Zoom. We have a safety, what they call a safety moment, and they can be anything to do with health, safety, well-being, anything. And people take it in turns to do it. Everyone does it. It's about 5 minutes long. And I've been thinking about incorporating a little Pilates. I'm going to get them all to stand up and stretch one. So I'm going to use it in one of my meetings.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a really good idea, because we need to move more. I think one of my sayings in class last week was, if you're feeling stiff, move. If you're feeling really stiff, move more. If you're feeling really, really stiff, move even more.
I know. And I think it's even more important now, because we are I'm more sedentary than I was before, because I'm not running around anywhere. So I'm definitely sitting down far too long. And it's quite difficult to make yourself move when I can easily be sat here from, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night. And maybe I've moved once or twice to go to the toilet, and that's about it.
And lunch, I hope, and lunch, and to get a nice drink. Are you going to set an alarm from today and get yourself up?
Oh, it's just that, it's hard. Yeah, I just think probably I need to get it built into my diary. I need to diarise time. I think that's the only way to do it.
Diarise break.
It's so easy to go from one meeting to another, to another, to another, and lots of people will be doing this now and not actually have any time to actually stand up. And my chiropractor said the same. He said, just stand up. Just do your meeting standing up. Don't sit down all day.
Yeah. And I think some meetings, some of my meetings, I actually do on a walk or just not sat down the whole time, or like your chiropractor, stand up, because it's like, oh, we just, our bodies and backs, we're just not designed to sit down all the time. My chiropractor said to me, ended up with, after writing my last book, I ended up with a repetitive strain injury in my wrist. And he's like, he said, set an alarm. You only go on for like 45 minutes to an hour in that recovery period of time. And I think it's quite a good tip. Mm. How do you find the positive affirmations in class?
They're nice, actually. Yeah, they're very nice. It's nice because it makes you think about them a little bit, doesn't it? It makes you, when you give us one, because like you say, it might not always be directly, and then you think about actually where what does it mean really, and what can I make it mean. So yeah, it makes you think.
Yeah, would you like to pick one now before we go?
Yes.
Okay, so every class, every session, I pick you a positive affirmation, so I'm going to pick you one now. When you're listening at home, Like Deborah said, have a think about what this means to you as well. So Deborah, best one for you today. So there's 52 different ones. So you get whatever you meant to get on the day. And Deborah, this is for you. What we got today? You are honest. Say to yourself, I am honest. I'm proud of myself. I always tell the truth.
Yeah, I am fairly honest, actually. Sometimes that's not always a good thing. But that's probably quite true.
I think you are. Every time we do a positive affirmation card message, you're always very honest about what it means. Because sometimes, of course, we might feel like opposite to what it's saying. It's like, I sleep well. It's like, actually, I really did not sleep well last night. It's actually about being honest and not taking them at face value and being really, and I think you're brilliant at that. Yeah. I think you are. Well, I'm going to pick one as well. So at home, have a think about what that honest one means to you. A lot of the affirmations are body and mind and relaxation related, but they can also be a bit more random like that one. So one for me today. Let's see what. That is hilarious. We got a portability one. It says, you have strong tummy muscles. I love doing some exercise and having strong tummy muscles. I do. They're improving like everyone else. But actually, yeah, I'm pretty pleased. I do put the effort in, just like my clients do. So, yeah, that is it today. Have you got any parting words for everyone, Deborah?
I think it's all about now more than ever. It's looking after our posture, looking after our backs, standing up, moving about, like you've said. Take a bit of time for yourself. I mean, I know that's easier said than done, because I find that really hard, which is why I tend to do it first thing in the morning before everything else kicks off. I think if everyone can give themselves a little bit of time to spend on their own well-being, I think that's really important at the moment, more than ever.
It really is, isn't it? It really is. I think that's just perfect words of wisdom to finish with today. So thank you so much for coming along.
You're welcome.
And lots and lots of love. What a great chat with Deborah today. Really grateful for her coming along. And one of Deborah's absolute favourite relaxation in class, which I created for her and then for all my clients and for you today, is the mountain relaxation. It's a place close to her heart. I've only actually been skiing once in my life, and to the mountains a few times, but like to the snowy mountains just once. And oh my goodness, I was so mesmerized by it. I found it so beautiful and the air so clear. And so we've got this gorgeous time now for you to relax. Every podcast there will be a 5-minute relaxation for you. This is a real chance for you to relax and indulge in a 5-minute relaxation. So get yourself comfy right now, sitting or lying down, maybe tuck yourself up in a cozy blanket and enjoy.
Welcome to your mountain relaxation. Close your eyes and breathe and relax. Breathing in through your nose and breathing out through your mouth, relax. Relaxing more and more on each out-breath. You can lie down for your relaxation, all cozy and warm, or you can sit if you prefer cozy and warm. Breathing in through your nose now, breathing out through your mouth, and relax. Relaxing your tummy muscles as your tummy muscles rise and fall in your relaxation. In your mountain mountain, relaxation. You've now been transported in your mind to this most beautiful log cabin. It's beautiful. There's a log fire and you're so cozy. You just come in from the crisp mountain air and the views outside are absolutely incredible. The air feels so clean and crisp and fresh and beautiful. And the snow so vibrant and white. And the mountains and landscape are just mesmerizing. You're now in this cozy log cabin, but there's still the most expansive, beautiful view of the mountains. And in your mind, just picture these beautiful mountains. But you're all cozy and warm, wrapped up in a cozy blanket. And this roaring log fire is going on. And you're just breathing in and breathing out and relaxing there. It's like a sanctuary. It's your own private mountain. It's your own private log cabin. You feel so cozy, so relaxed, so safe and so happy as you breathe and relax. Change your breathing now to the relaxation breathing of in through your nose and out through your nose, relax. And breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. There's a giant window with the mountains behind. It's like you're right there, and you are. Gives you a sense of calm and peace and serenity. With the beautiful affirmation of I am calm, all is calm and well, I am at peace within. Enjoying another 10 breaths in and out in your own time as you deeply relax now. Breathe and relax. You are wonderful. You are a wonderful person. As you breathe and relax, you are relaxed, allowing yourself to relax anytime you like and realizing how easy that is. Into your nose, out through your nose. And now enjoy the natural rhythm of your breath and realizing how amazingly relaxing your own breathing is. Your own unique breath is incredibly relaxing. So now it's effortless, still allowing yourself to relax on each exhalation. Like you can become a master of your own breathing and relaxation because your own breathing is incredibly relaxing. Very, very well done in today's relaxation. Take a breath in now. And remember, and a breath out, relax or yawn. Take a deep breath in or yawn. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. and roll your head side to side now if you're lying down. If you're sitting, just turn your head side to side. And after relaxation, it's really nice to have a little stretch, perhaps pick a positive affirmation card message for you. Today's extra positive affirmation message for you is, I am kind, I treat others as I expect to be treated myself. You can go to the mountains and the beautiful log cabin with the beautiful fire anytime you like. There are also some beautiful colours there of your favourite flowers, and there's a red poinsettia as well. And as you focus on that red colour now, you're going to slowly come back into the room. Slowly open your eyes, have a glass of water, maybe a lovely cup of tea as well. Well done today, and lots of love.
Really hope you enjoyed today's mountain relaxation. How are you feeling? Just very, very slowly roll onto your side, come up to sitting, and perhaps have a glass of water. And like we were talking about earlier, perhaps just do get your posture good. Think about how you sit every day, how you stand every day, how you walk every day, how you get out of bed in the morning every day. And, you know, it's amazing to incorporate the Pilates into your lifestyle. So right here, right now, sit with your bottom at the back of the chair. Maybe have a cushion behind your low back or a lumbar support. Feet hip width apart with the feet on the floor. And just sit nice and tall, but with your back lovely and relaxed. Lengthen through the top of the head and just circle your shoulders just to wake up. Wakey, wakey, rise and shine. And just circle those shoulders. Breathe in. Breathe out. A couple of shoulder shrugs. Breathe in. Breathe out. And we're talking about stretching the neck as well earlier. So just tilt your head side a couple of times. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in the middle. Breathe out to the side. Just stretching the side of the neck. Do a little chin to chest, a stretch neck to mid-back, look forwards, shrug those shoulders to your ears, happy shoulders, have an amazing, amazing day. After your glass of water, perhaps get a nice cup of tea. Cheers, and thank you so, so much for coming to today's podcast. Hope it's helped and inspired you in some way, and lots and lots and lots of love to you this week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access my free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes on my website. You can also book your reduced back pain to feel good one-to-one Mindfulness Pilates program on Zoom or Mindfulness Pilates membership by going to mindfulnesspilates.com.